Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Hump Day Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 16th of September, 2020. We've got, the Apple event news. It is the news show special Apple event edition, and we got all the highlights for you in about 5 minutes.
Thank you. Yeah, we heard from Tim in his big garden.
Yeah, the whole thing started out with Tim just walking around Apple campus. Well, inside at least, showing the beautiful colors of green behind him. And that's pretty much how it was for Tim the whole show. So what were all the goodies that Apple showed off at the Time Flies event? Well, things kicked off with the Apple Watch Series 6, powered by that new S6 chip, which according to Apple is actually a dual-core processor and is actually based on the A13 Bionic chip in the iPhone 11. Now, with the new Apple Watch Series 6 screen, it's going to get 2.5 times brighter outdoors, which is nice to hear. And speaking of things brighter, how about the colors? Yeah, Series 6 got a lot of nice new colors for us, including blue, gold, gray, and for the first time, red. Now, to go along with your new watch is, of course, a new wristband. It's actually called Solo Loop. And it actually is stretchable. It's a stretchable silicone loop with no clasp. And of course, it will come in multiple sizes, so you're probably going to have to go in and try this thing out to make sure it actually fits snugly on your wrist. As far as the price goes, it starts at $399, and that's for the GPS version. And most of you, by the time you're hearing this podcast, you might have already pre-ordered it. So if you've done that, you should be seeing it by Friday. Now, staying with the watch news, we also got a lower-priced Apple Watch, the so deja vu title of Apple Watch SE. Now, the SE actually does have some pretty nice features for being a lower model, including being powered by the S5 chip that was actually used in last year's Series 5 model. Unfortunately, though, the always-on display, it ain't gonna be there. Which the Series 5, it actually had. So go figure on that one. As far as prices for the Apple SE watch, it starts at $279. And if that's still too much for you, well, of course. The Series 3, it's still out there, and Apple's selling it for $199. All right, from watches, we move to iPads. First on the agenda, the all-new iPad Air that looks a lot like a Pro. The new iPad Air has an all-screen design, just like the Pro. It also has a bigger screen, 10.9 inches, and that liquid retina display. Now, Apple's actually moved the Touch ID button from the front of the device to the top in the sleep/wake button. Now, as far as the innards concerned with the iPad Air, A14 Bionic chip on board, which according to Apple has a 6-core CPU. Plus, on top of that, a 4-core GPU architecture. Oh, and if you want to hear something else that's very much like the iPad Pro, that 12-megapixel rear camera, it's there too. As far as the front-facing camera, it's got 7 megapixels for all your FaceTime HD goodness. Now, if you're looking around on the new iPad Air saying, where's that lightning port? It's gone. It has been switched out for USB-C. Now, what does the iPad Air and the Series 6 watch have in common? Well, a bunch of colors again. Yep, the new iPad version will come in 5 colors, sky blue, green, silver, space gray, and rose gold. And will set you back starting at $599. Unlike the watch, though, won't be available on Friday. It will be available starting next month. Now on with the subscription stuff from Apple. So what has Apple got coming our way now? Well, they're trying to keep us fit while we're in lockdown with a new premium subscription service called Fitness Plus. This actually integrates with iPhones, iPads, and even the Apple TV. And believe it or not, Apple says it's actually built for the Apple Watch. Now, Fitness Plus will give you 10 different workout types, including yoga, cycling, dance, and so much more, including new workouts that will be added every week. Unfortunately for those like myself still getting fat in quarantine, we're going to have to wait till the end of the year to shape up. That's when the service will actually be launched at $9.99 a month, or you can just stretch that out and go for the whole year at $80. Now, of course, we got one more thing. Get it? Apple One, of course. That's the new subscription bundle pack coming from Apple. Now, we kind of knew this was coming. We seen leaks a few days ago, but at least now we know all the details, including 3 different subscriptions to choose from. The cheapest being a $14.95 a month. That'll come with Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade, and you'll also get 50 gigabytes of iCloud storage. There's also the family plan too, which actually probably makes the most sense. At $5 more a month, $19.95 per month, you get 200 gigabytes of iCloud storage, and all this can be shared between 6 six people. But if you just love everything Apple has to offer and you gotta have everything, well, the Premier Bundle, that's probably for you. That gets you Apple News Plus, the Fitness Plus, of course, that we just talked about, 2 terabytes of iCloud storage, plus on top of that, Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Arcade. And that'll set you back $30 a month. Well, actually $29.95. And no, that's not just for one person. That actually can be shared up to 6 people. Other than that, that was pretty much it for the Apple event. Other than the fact that we should be getting some software updates, yeah, probably sometime today, that will include iOS 14, iPadOS 14, WatchOS 7, and tvOS 14. But of course, if you got your eye on the new products, those will already have the new software ready to go. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website still located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN podcasts over there. And check out our tech blog, too. Also, check us out on Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Thursday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news we'll have in over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic hump day, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.